Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The title of our message this morning is simply, Let's Go, based on Mark 1:38, which reads, And Jesus said to his disciples, Let's go somewhere else, to the villages nearby, in order that I may preach there also, for that is why I have come. In a very positive and challenging book entitled The Church of Irresistible Influence, the author lists a number of questions he would like to ask the modern church. And when I first saw this list of questions, I thought, my goodness, these are great questions to ask us here at Trinity Lutheran Church right now in a time of history in which we find ourselves. Here are some of the questions. Can you imagine the community in which you live being genuinely thankful for your church? Can you imagine the city leaders valuing your church's friendship and participation in the community and even asking you for it? Can you imagine the neighborhood people around your church, talking behind your back, about how good it is to have your church in the area because of the clear witness you have given them to God's love? Can you imagine a large number of your own church members actively engaged in community service, using their gifts and abilities for others in the community in ways they never thought possible? Can you imagine the community actually changing? The community changing around you because of the impact your church has had, fulfilling the words of Proverbs 11:11, which reads, By the blessing of the godly, the city is exalted. And finally, he asks, can you imagine many in your city, formerly cynical and hostile to the Christian faith, now actually praising God and trusting in Him because of the positive things your members have done in the name of Christ in the community? In Mark chapter 8, we just read, Jesus said to his disciples, Let's go! Let's go to the villages nearby to preach because that's why I've come. Let's go! Christianity is a movement. The Spirit of God sends His people into the world, into the village, and the next village, and the next village, so that the name of Christ is proclaimed, so that people's sins are forgiven, so that spiritual orphans are baptized into the family of God, so that believers are taught the Word of God, so that they are equipped to go. Far too long, the church in North America has sat on its past laurels, has sat on its past accomplishments, its past history, the ways things used to be in the good old days. This same can be said of Trinity Lutheran Church. You see, we have waited for spiritually lost people to come find us. We have built beautiful buildings and put on wonderful programs with the hope that it will attract the consumer. We have spent countless hours on internal activities for our own members, while at the same time, the number of people on the outside who don't trust in Jesus is increasing daily. In the early 1500s, Martin Luther said something that was true then and it's true today. Here's what Luther said. It is always necessary to proceed to those to whom no preaching has been done in order that the number of Christians may be greater. In other words, let's go. A world desperate for the gospel awaits. The very purpose and the very future of this congregation waits. In the words of today's reading from John chapter 3, listen again. For God so loved the world, that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him may not perish, but have everlasting life. For God did not send the Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world should be saved through Him. We're now going to watch a video, a DVD, about a process that this congregation can go through if it chooses to do it, to prepare us for the future. I don't need to tell you, things are changing. Things will not be the way they used to be. What could be God's future for us? At our general meeting, right after the service in the hall, we'll discuss the video we're going to watch right now. In the words of Jesus, let's go.